We're back to the AMR studio located in the Western Metal Supply Company building. It's more of Padre Social Hour.
All right, welcome back. Padre Social Hour, Saturday night. That's a baseball night in San Diego. You got fireworks after the game tonight. You had some fireworks yesterday offensively for the Padres. Big win over the Colorado Rockies, or Rockies. Either way, it works. Big part of the win was Justin Upton. 3-for-4, couple RBIs, 3 runs scored. Some good base running that we'll talk about. He is on the Cholula hot seat here. Don't let it burn you. That was fun last night, I imagine, huh?
Yeah, those are fun games when everybody's clicking and we're scoring some runs.
We appreciate you coming down. Did it seem like one of those kind of that's what the doctor ordered, sort of games after the off day, everything like that?
Yeah, obviously we struggled, the past 8 games or so. So, lost some tough ones, but, to get a big win like that last night, definitely helps.
I feel like the cliche thing for somebody like us to say would be, the off day was perfectly timed, because you had the Astros games and, a couple of the struggles against the Dodgers, and you sort of get to clean the slate, refresh, whatever you call it. Is that like a real thing for you guys? Does that help?
Yeah, I think, starting out the season, we had only had the one off day, traveled to Chicago, so you're still getting up. You're still getting prepared. You're still packing. You're still, getting on a plane and flying. So I think yesterday or 2 days ago was a good time for us to decompress, get away from the field, not have to show up to the stadium, get away from your teammates for a day, and enjoy some time away from the game.
Yeah, no, I think that's important over the course of a very long season, and it seemed to work out well, obviously, considering the result. Let's talk base running. Very aggressive. Not just last night, but a lot this season we've seen from this Padre team. We saw you go first to third on a throwing error on a pickoff, first to third on a flare to left, which I love. Just kind of, I guess, seeing, nobody was really covering the base. The pitcher was late getting over there. Is that like a premeditated mentality that, hey, we want to be aggressive on the base paths, or for you that I want to be aggressive on the base paths, or is it just situational, or talk to us about that, would you?
I think our team's done a great job so far. We've taken that as something that we know is going to help us succeed and win the tight ball games. Obviously last night the game got out of hand a little bit and it didn't shine through as much. But I think those are things that good ball clubs do. That to beat an ace or to win a tight game, those are things you have to do to win. So I think everybody as a whole takes that mentality and you gotta control that aggression obviously, but if you can be aggressive in a situation you need to be.
Kind of a fine line, right?
Yeah, there's definitely a fine line. You don't want to run into stupid outs. Yeah. But if you're pretty sure you can make it, then you push the envelope.
On the pickoff throw, Arenado did the thing at third base where he pretended for a moment like he didn't have the ball. I suppose that does work occasionally, but it looked like you were very much on top of that situation.
Yeah, he tried to trick me, but I heard the ball hit the glove and. Yeah, that's kind of saw him pick it up.
All right, well, that's good. Using all of the senses to find out about the situation. All right, so we're like a month into this thing right now. How does the reality sort of match up with your expectations, I guess, going in?
I think we're right where we need to be. As good as we started out and as well as we were playing, you got to have that first bump in the road. They say it about like Kentucky. During March Madness, they were undefeated. They hadn't taken their lumps. So at some point they were going to have that down period or that bad game that they had to pull themselves out of. And it just happened to be, in the Elite Eight or Final Four, whenever it was. But you have to have those bumps for your team to grow. So I think it's good that we hit that little dead period and had a chance to look in the mirror.
What's the key to trying to pull out of one of those things? And obviously we're not going to suggest after one game everything is right back on track. Hopefully that's the case, for the rest of this weekend and into the road trip. We've been around this game a long time. When you do hit a rut like that, what's the most important thing?
Well, I think the natural reaction is to panic and say, everything's going wrong. But, I believe that it's a part of the game. It's baseball. That's why we play 162 games. It's tough to win every one of them. Nobody's ever gone 162-0. So... I think the biggest thing, don't panic, as a team, just stay in the course, nobody press, the pitchers don't have to press, the hitters don't have to press, the bullpen, either. So I think we just, stay even keeled, everything will turn, we'll start playing well again and ride it out.
through these first, you know, 20, 25 games or so. A lot of games against division opponents. Some more coming up on this trip with San Francisco and Arizona. This might be a weird question, but obviously after starting your career with the D-backs, do you feel like you never left the National League West? Like, did it just sort of pick up right where you left off, or does it feel like it's been a lifetime or what?
It feels like it's been a while, actually. Yeah. Playing 2 years on the East, on the East Coast, and, you know, playing against different teams, playing in a different division, and it felt totally different playing in Atlanta and playing in that division. So it kind of made me feel far away from the West Coast games. I remember, you know, playing my game in Atlanta, coming home, and, you know, I'm eating dinner and flip on the TV and
it's like,
you know,
the third inning.
Yeah, it's the third inning of a game. So it was definitely a different feel, but, you know, coming back, obviously it's starting to feel more and more comfortable again.
Justin Upton is here. He's on the Cholula hot seat, and he's handling himself very, very well. I want to talk about dingers for a moment, home runs, particularly here at Petco Park. And by the way, you know, we've mentioned this a couple times, but really cool. Jack in the Box this year donating $500 for each home run hit by the Padres this season to Big Brothers Big Sisters San Diego. Justin has contributed very nicely by hitting the ball out of the yard. You've obviously played a lot of games here, you know, having played with Arizona. To a lot of people, man, the ball's leaving here a lot more than maybe we're used to seeing it, certainly as compared to last season. Do you notice this place playing any differently, you know, than it did in the past for you?
The night against the Dodgers, you know, that was the best I've ever seen the ball fly here.
Yeah.
I think the home runs that have been hit here have been hit well.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, once here, you know, to left field, it's, you know, the fence is, you know, I guess a little bit closer,
yeah.
But you've seen a few more balls fly out on the side of the field, which, you know, that's kind of where balls are hit here. But it's not flying any different. I just think you're seeing more of them.
That's something we've said for a long time, I think, is, well, if you got some good right-handed pull power hitters in here, you're going to see more home runs. Obviously, the Padres have done that.
Yeah, for sure.
And we have seen more home runs. They got the shorter, the little fence right outside our studio here. And then even the main left field fence, I think, is a foot shorter than it used to be. So some opportunities to go up the wall. We saw it last night. Good effort, man. Is that fun, like getting to climb those, scale those walls out there?
Yeah, every time I see a ball high that looks like it's going to be a homer left field, I kind of get excited. As you saw last night, yeah. I jumped a little bit too early.
Okay.
And, you know, obviously that ball would still have been a home run. But, yeah, I get kind of excited.
It's got to be like the most fun thing to do as an outfielder, right?
Yeah, if you get a chance to steal a homer from somebody, that's probably one of the peak things you can do.
When you're going up the wall and left and you're reaching, I mean, how many rows legitimately, if it's like in the second row, do you have any shot if it's coming down, or it's got to be pretty much right
second
there?
Second row's tough.
Okay.
It's got to be coming down right, and, you know, there's a little gap, and then there's the first row, I think. It has to be in that area.
All right, we'll keep our eyes on that. I think you're going to get one or two before the things are all said and done. One last thing for you. I hear through the newspaper you are in on this Despaigne shopping spree on the next road trip.
Yeah.
In San Diego, or in San Francisco. This should be something to look forward to, I think.
Yeah, I looked forward to for him.
How did you get pulled into this?
Well, I overheard the conversation.
Okay.
About Despaigne never getting a hit.
Yeah.
And I've seen his BP. I've seen his at-bats in the game. And I was pretty sure that he wasn't going to get a hit this year. He fooled us all.
Yeah.
He fooled us all.
He was playing possum the whole time.
Yeah, he was playing possum. And he went out. And for some reason, after I jumped in on that bet, I walked in my locker and I said, he's going to get a hit tonight. it never fails that when you make a stupid bet like that, it's going to blow up in your face. And it did that night.
It was that night that you said that.
It was that day in the clubhouse.
It was that day when it all happened.
In the clubhouse. we make a bet, and he busted the first night.
That's maybe some of the best dugout reaction I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Because it was this combination of excitement from some guys and, like, absolute disbelief from others. I mean, Kemp's there with his hands on his head. Like, he actually can't believe what he just
saw. Yeah, and you know what? Most of the time it's like a blooper or a ground ball through a hole. He hits a liner past the second baseman. That never should have happened.
No. That's unbelievable. And you can't even blame, like, Colorado being a little goofy. It was like a solid line drive.
Yeah.
He didn't, like, you know, kind of get it into the gap accidentally, and it carried more than it should have, and they were playing in, like, a softball game, and he hit it over somebody.
No.
It was a legit line drive.
Yeah.
He's got to be very excited.
He is. I mean, I'd be excited, too. I need to start making some side bets.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Hey, if I hit a home run, you got to buy me a wardrobe. All right, Justin Upton, man. Really not nice of you to stop by. We appreciate it, man.
All right, no problem.
That's Justin Upton on the Cholula Hot Seat. Cholula is the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wooden cap. For a punch of delicious jalapeno and poblano, check out the new green pepper sauce flavor today. Huge night for Justin Upton last night. Much more to come from him this season. Take a break. More social hour.